Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Tuesday, February 23rd. What to know about the latest investigation into the Capitol riot? Who is speaking publicly for the first time? And we'll explain the U.S. Supreme Court's decision about former President Trump's tax returns. Also, another twist in the story of a notorious drug cartel boss, what his wife is now accused of doing. Plus, who is set to become the youngest American in space? What could give the movie business a boost in the coming months? And a legendary music group is breaking up after 3 decades together. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, senators are going to start scrutinizing security at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. It's the first Senate hearing to take a close look at what led to last month's riot and how to prevent anything like that from happening again. Lawmakers will question the two people who were the top security officials for the Capitol at the time. That's the former House Sergeant-at-Arms and the former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms. Because of the riot, both of them have since resigned. But until today, they have not spoken publicly about their experiences during the attack or about any decisions they made beforehand. Senators will also hear from the former Capitol Police Chief, who also stepped down in the wake of the riot, as well as the current chief of Washington, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department. They're all showing up to testify voluntarily. This is actually the first in a series of Senate hearings that both Democrats and Republicans organized. For now, lawmakers are expected to ask about possible intelligence failures, communication breakdowns, and a slow response to call for help. The next Senate hearing will focus on the FBI, as well as the Homeland Security and Defense Departments. But senators are not the only ones investigating the riot. Over in the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has moved to launch an independent commission to look into the riot. The House also has separate hearings later this week, including one tomorrow, about warning signs before the Capitol attack. And the FBI is still investigating. More than 220 people are already facing criminal charges for storming the Capitol. Well, it looks like former President Trump will have to hand over his tax records to prosecutors after all. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled against Trump's efforts to avoid it. This seems to be the end of a lengthy legal battle that's already reached the high court once before with the same result. New York City prosecutors say they want to see Trump's tax returns and other financial records as part of a couple of criminal investigations. They've been looking into how the former president spent his money in the run-up to the 2016 election, as well as accusations of possible bank and tax fraud. Now, Trump has long denied all of the allegations against him, and his lawyers have argued prosecutors' request for his records is wildly overboard and could even be considered harassment. They say it's all based on politics. To that, federal district courts and appeals courts have said there's no evidence the prosecutor is motivated by politics, so financial records are fair game. And now the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to step in and change those decisions. So the Wall Street Journal reports Trump's accountants will likely be handing over the documents to the New York City prosecutor in the next few days. Former President Trump released a statement saying in part, quote, "This investigation is a continuation of the greatest political witch hunt in the history of our country." The New York prosecutor issued his own statement, but it was only 3 words. It said simply, "The work continues." To be clear, this is just about giving records to prosecutors. At this point, the documents are not supposed to become public as part of that criminal investigation. She's married to the infamous drug lord known as El Chapo, but today she's the one that will be facing a judge. U.S. authorities have been investigating Emma Coronel Espero for 2 years and arrested her this week. The Justice Department says she's been helping her husband run his multi-billion-dollar cartel. Investigators also say she helped plan El Chapo's escape from a Mexican prison back in 2015 and oversaw the construction of an underground tunnel to make that happen. After he was caught, she allegedly plotted another escape from the same facilities 2 years later. She's expected in federal court today, but so far she has not said anything about these new charges. You may remember her husband, Joaquin Guzman, better known as El Chapo, was already convicted back in 2019, and he is serving a life sentence in prison. Well, President Biden called for national unity and healing in an emotional speech to the nation, marking 500,000 American deaths from COVID-19. Biden talked about the importance of remembering those who died, but added, quote, "This nation will know sunny days again. This nation will know joy again." And he called on the country to press forward with COVID-19 precautions like mask wearing and social distancing to prevent even more deaths. After his speech, Biden walked outside the White House with First Lady Jill Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff for a moment of silence. They were surrounded by 500 candles, one for every 1,000 deaths. Biden also issued an order for all American flags on federal property to be flown at half staff for 5 days. Looking ahead, though, it seems the nation and the world are at a turning point. As the New York Times reports, the rate of new daily cases worldwide is about half of what it was at its peak last month. The rate of hospitalizations and deaths are going down, too. People and businesses in the second most populous state in the U.S. will have a little more time to file their taxes this year. This has to do with those recent winter storms in Texas that left millions of people there without power or water. So the IRS has now bumped the Texas tax deadline back to June 15th rather than the usual April 15th. For now, this only applies to Texas, but that could change. The Wall Street Journal reports the IRS is at least thinking about including people in other states who also got hit with extreme weather last week. We have much more news coming up, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to Ritual. Ritual is not your typical multivitamin. Its clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients, including vitamin D3, to help fill gaps in the diet and informs your body can actually use. No shady extras allowed. That's why I first started taking Ritual vitamins months ago. Yep, even if I was not partnering with them, I would be taking these vitamins. I appreciate that the company is so upfront about exactly what goes in the vitamins and why. And I can take them with or without food with no issues. Ritual's fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. They're also convenient. They're delivered right to my door with free shipping each month. Of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And get this, if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Plus, right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. There's a new effort to try and close the so-called digital divide. Low-income families have been hit especially hard during this pandemic when so many things, from schools to job interviews to even doctor's appointments, have gone online, which means access to high-speed internet is no longer a nice-to-have, it's often necessary. And yet, a reported 14.5 million homes do not have it. Congress actually approved $3.2 billion for this in the last COVID-19 relief bill, but now the federal government has laid out a plan to use the money to help people pay for internet service at least temporarily. The FCC's acting chairwoman says the emergency funds should give families in need at least $50 a month in discounts. It would be for people who are near the poverty line, qualify for free and reduced school lunch, or have lost substantial income due to the pandemic. It's just not clear yet when this program may get the final okay and actually start helping families. For the first time in nearly a year, New York City is set to reopen its movie theaters. The state's governor says they can get back to business next Friday, March 5th, which is a huge deal for the film industry. CNBC points out New York City is a major hub for movie ticket sales. That said, things are not back to normal quite yet. Theaters will only be allowed to operate at 25% capacity, and attendees will have to wear masks and sit in assigned socially distanced seating. But still, the fact they're even opening could mean studios may be less likely to postpone major releases. Films like Black Widow are expected to hit theaters in the months ahead. By the way, another big industry is set to reopen in the coming weeks. Six Flags is planning to open all 26 of its amusement and water parks for the 2021 season. That includes five that were not able to open last year because of local restrictions. Six Flags says it's limiting attendance and requiring masks and temperature checks. Many of the parks open in the next few weeks, and Six Flags is hiring thousands of workers right now. A childhood cancer survivor is set to become the youngest American in space and the first person in space with a prosthesis. 29-year-old Haley Arsenault was selected for SpaceX's all-civilian mission later this year. It will take four people into space, and it'll be historic because it'll be the first one without a professional astronaut on board. Billionaire Jared Isaacman is funding the trip. He's going himself and choosing a few strangers to join. Arsenault is his first pick. She survived bone cancer as a kid, and because of that, she had to get a knee replacement and a titanium rod in her left thigh. Arsenault now works with children at St. Jude who are fighting cancer like she once did. She told the AP she wants to show young patients and other cancer survivors that even the sky is no longer the limit. SpaceX hopes to launch the crew into orbit sometime later this year. The final two crew members will include the winner of a raffle raising money for St. Jude and an entrepreneur who wins a Shark Tank-like contest. After nearly three decades together, the electronic music duo Daft Punk is calling it quits. Variety calls Daft Punk one of the most influential and popular groups to emerge in the last 30 years. Even though they hid their faces under gold and silver robot masks, they're widely recognized for making EDM music popular and bringing festival culture to the U.S. Together, Daft Punk won six Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year in 2014. But the group announced their retirement with a music video titled Epilogue, posted on YouTube. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. Have you heard about Rothy's yet? They have comfy, chic shoes, stylish bags in all sizes, and washable masks. I've now gotten two pairs of shoes from Rothy's, and it's just the beginning. Because now that I've experienced the style and range of options, the reliable comfort with no break-in period required ever, and Rothy's great customer service, like free shipping and free returns on eligible items, I now know I can trust this company, and I love ordering from them. I'm still amazed that I could wear my Rothy's flats right out of the box, and they were comfortable from day one. I also really appreciate that Rothy's keeps sustainability in mind all along the way. To date, they've transformed more than 70 million plastic water bottles into their beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. It's no wonder Vogue has called Rothy's a, quote, personal obsession. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Again, head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. All right, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is, which American city is known as the City of Brotherly Love? Join us over on Instagram to answer this week's question, plus play a short news quiz. It's all happening in our Instagram stories today, so find and follow us under Newsworthy Pod. As for last week's trivia question, in what year did New Orleans hold its first Mardi Gras parade? The answer is 1857. And ever since, the holiday has just kept growing. Most years, there are now more than 70 parades held in the New Orleans area to celebrate Mardi Gras. Of course, you'll always see a lot of beads during the parades, too. New Orleans estimates around 25 million pounds of beads are thrown in the streets each year, along with other trinkets. And they're usually in the official Mardi Gras colors, purple, gold, and green. Each color has a specific meaning. Purple for justice, gold symbolizing power, and green to represent faith. Of course, this year was different because of the pandemic. Large gatherings were banned, so people celebrated last week by decorating their homes instead of parade floats. Shout out to Shane, Shannon, Stephanie, Selena, Nicole, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thanks again for making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.